The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. We're a show. This is a place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner professional, joined in the studio by another terrific certified financial planner, Doug Neal, joining us this morning, and Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and Craig Montana running the studio for us. And guys, we're looking at getting toward the end of the year, and there are always things that we have to think about. Not just us, but certainly everybody out there who's a homeowner or whether you have investments, particularly outside of things like a 401k, for instance, taxes, tax laws, selling. You're going to talk a little bit, Doug, this morning about the wash sale rule.
And also the business owners, if you want to put a retirement plan in, you got to get it in. It's got to be in place before the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't do that overnight.
Well, and there are some things that you have to already have changed if you're wanting to change the way your plan works, especially on a 401k. There are some deadlines, and we've got another one coming up not too long from now. So, again, you know, these are all things that are decision-making situations that you have before the end of the year. So just be careful with that and be cognizant of things that change as we go through the end of the year. We're going to talk a little bit about the Fed rate cut looming, supposedly, and also the cost of living adjustment. I know we talked about it a little bit a few days ago, but a couple more things about how the government looks at it, Jamie, and how we're able to take a look at it ourselves, and what does it mean for us as individuals?
Well, the thing to talk about there is the fact that when you retire, nowadays we're in retirement, we're living almost as long as we are during the time period where we're working. And so we always want to talk about the fact that one of the things that you have to think about as you go into retirement is inflation and how your portfolio and your income is going to last all of that time period during retirement. And so we want to talk a little bit about, you know, they came out with the Social Security increase that's coming up for 2020, and it's one of the smallest since 2017. Mm-hmm. And talk about the differences, but how they come up with the number and what that means to you in retirement.
And maybe if we get a little moment or two here on the program today, with all these low interest rates and probably going lower, should you pay off your mortgage or not? How do you make that decision?
With the tax deductions and low interest rates? Got some more choices here, options.
Yes. So we'll help you with a little bit of decision-making on that. And I know some of it's psychological, but we'll talk about all that when we come back. Meantime, you got a question or two? We got certainly some answers for you. All you have to do is give us a call. We have a toll-free, totally private line. No one else will hear you. If you want to call during the program with that burning question, you got three financial brains right here in the studio for you. You can do this by calling us at 800-332-7867. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
Monday morning, but it was all I hoped it would be.
Los Cabos Mexican Grill and Steakhouse is Brenham's most popular dining tradition. Experience the delicious fusion of Texas and Old Mexico with the very best in fajitas, steak, shrimp, enchiladas, and enormous tacos al carbon wrapped in their handmade tortillas. Monday through Friday, lunch specials come with free chili con queso from 11 till 2. Their famous Sunday prime rib will melt in your mouth as you enjoy the best margaritas around. Have a wedding or special event? Los Cabos can cater it. Stop in up on the hill at 2800 Highway 36 South across from Walmart. Los Cabos, open daily in Brenham.
When the spookiness is over, plan some me time with the girls at Ladies Night Out Tuesday, November 5th from 6 to 8:30 at your Brenham Ace Hardware. Once it's time to take the ghosts and goblins down and put the lights and tinsel up, come to Ace to get your home holiday ready. Enjoy a fun evening of tasty treats, demos, door prizes, and discounts. Sip while you shop at Ladies Night Out on Tuesday, November 5th from 6 to 8:30 at your Brenham Ace Hardware.
At Brenham Tire and Auto, they believe in doing things the right way the first time. So they handle only the best brands of tires like Yokohama and Nexen, to name just a few. Make sure you have good tires on and have the pros at Brenham Tire and Auto rotate and balance your tires to ensure longer wear. They can catch uneven wear before you have to replace a tire prematurely. Visit Brenham Tire and Auto at 605 South Bluebell Road or go online and request a quote at BrenhamTire.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Susan from Faith Mission. I am here to share with all of you about Higgins South new furniture store. Oh, my goodness. Y'all need to come check it out. We're located at 2268 South Market. It's so exciting. We have some beautiful furniture and bargains galore. And it will be the most incredible shopping experience you've ever been through. So come see us. We have everything you need to make your home so beautiful.
Wouldn't you like a beautiful smile to share with confidence? At Brenham Orthodontics, Dr. Troy Gore specializes in braces, including Invisalign. Brenham Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles for all ages at 1704 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. They accept most insurance plans and offer flexible in-house financing. They also see patients in Belleville, Columbus, and Giddings. Visit online at BrenhamOrthodontist.com for a healthy, confident smile and to schedule your complimentary consultation.
Hey, you shot my cow!
This Monday night, it's the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. It's our annual Deer Hunter Special. This Monday night, I'll be joined by Craig Montana. Joining us in studio will be Texas wildlife biologist Stephanie Dameron and game warden Kyle Yoder. We'll talk about the upcoming deer season and take your questions. Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. 5:30 on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. We've got two offices, one in Brenham, downtown on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. The other one in Houston, a mile or so from the Galleria, big hubbub over there. We're on a nice quiet street called St. James Place. And if you want to come in for that free review, we can certainly get together with you either of those two places and see if you are on the right track. Even if it's just verification. A lot of times, guys, people come in just because they want to know that they are on the right track and if there's anything else that they should be doing or could be doing.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of that. And it's a good exercise to get another set of eyes and ears looking eyes looking at your what you're doing to see if it makes sense.
Well, you know, I always love those times when people leave and they got big smiles on their faces, right? Because they know that they've checked everything out
Oh, I remember a young couple that she was a school teacher, and she says, "Can I retire?" "Yes, you can retire if you want to." Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't want to yet, but she could. And that's kind of the best thing is, okay, if I don't like this job, I can walk out the door and not be hurting. So you're there because you want to be.
Yeah. How awesome is that,
yeah,
right?
That's kind of nice.
Not everybody's in that situation, obviously, but sometimes it's just really nice to know mm-hmm. that you are on the right track with all of these different things that we all have to keep track of, whether it's just what we're making at our job or what we're putting in our retirement plan, how we're setting up college funding for our kids, how we're dealing with all of these day-to-day things. Do we have enough life insurance? What's our health insurance shaping up to be? Should we make any changes there? I know we've had some pretty lengthy discussions on this program about Medicare and how is that working and what are any changes or differences or all of those different A, B, C, D, etc. plans. So much out there to look at. And what we do as financial planners is help you get through all of it, make sure that you absolutely, positively understand it so that you can make the right decisions for you and the people you care about. That's the whole thing with financial planning.
Well, you know, the thing about it is so many of you come in and there are a lot of things that you simply weren't aware of. And so as you go through that and you're doing that planning process, there may be options out there that are really beneficial to you that you simply weren't aware of.
And a lot of them don't cost more money. In fact, some of them can save you money or help you increase what your savings will be. Wow. So free review, extremely important. Here's a way to get that. Give us a call at the office. Set up a time when you can come in and go over things. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. Of course,
you got a good resource here mm-hmm. to do that. We did a workshop for HISD mm-hmm. On Thursday of last week on retirement, getting ready for retirement. Well, they only have that like once or twice a month.
Right.
You can come in for the free review anytime and get more detailed information than sitting in a room full of people.
Well, and you get information that's actually detailed for you.
Yes.
Right. And your particular situation instead of something more generic. So give us a call at the office. Set that up for the free review. 979-836-2903.
I want to give one example how important it is to get that information. Here I'm in a room with HISD employees, and the great majority of them did not know they don't get both Social Security and teacher's retirement.
Really?
Most of them didn't know that.
Oh.
And so that really kind of affects your retirement because, your Social Security is offset by your 2/3, roughly, of your teacher's retirement mm-hmm. Pension. So that's why you need to come in for a free review because just – you skip that information. Oh, I got my Social Security. I got my TRS. I'm good to go. No.
And that's really tricky because the reality is you are going to get your Social Security. It's just that Social Security is not going to give it to you.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. There's a little problem with that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's come in for that free review and find out, make sure you're on the right track and what things you need to watch out for.
Speaking of on track, apparently – the odds makers on the Federal Reserve are giving it about a 93, almost 94% chance of lowering interest rates again.
As soon as I heard odds makers, I was thinking, oh, the Astros? And Mattress Mac?
Mattress Mac. I've got a friend who bought one of those expensive mattresses from Mattress Mac, and she's like, yes!
Yeah, I bet she's rooting for the Astros.
Because he's supposed to be free, right, on those. So we'll see what happens. Apparently, though, there still are some divisions among the Fed members, the decision makers there. You got the Boston Fed president and the Kansas City Fed president who've been in favor of leaving rates unchanged.
I was going to say, rates are awful low right now. So mm-hmm. How can they go a whole lot lower? But I guess that will make a difference to the banks.
Well, I mean, look at the fact that if you have a 0.25% rate reduction, you'd be down to 1.5% to 1.75% range. And we're already almost that far down. We're at 1.75 to 2%. So, you know,
that's good.
We're not like the Europeans yet, though, right?
Where yeah, that's like good negative. For borrowing money, but it's not good if you're ready to retire when an income stream off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had talked about before we went on the air, you know, how that affects banks. And, you know, and banks are in the, you know,
they're in the money business.
They're in the money business. They loan out a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're loaning out money on a fixed interest and you got it a year ago when interest rates were higher, well, the banks benefit from the fact that you have a fixed interest rate loan when the Feds cut rates, because now it's cheaper for the banks to borrow money, and therefore they get the advantage of that spread. And so the banks like it when Feds cut rates. Businesses like it when the Feds cut rates, because it makes their ability to get funds for capital expenses cheaper.
Mm-hmm. So you got the two sides of that, right?
You do.
You've got the consumer one, which really I think is causing a lot of people to say, well, should I refinance now?
And yes.
I'm my home loan or whatever other notes I may have out there. You know, can I refinance? And because if you're still paying 3, 4, 5% on a big note of some sort, including like your home mortgage, it really does behoove you to take a look and say, well, how much will this save me? There are mortgage calculators all over the internet, yep. And you can easily see what a 0.5% or a full percent is going to be able to help you with.
If you could knock your interest rate down by 1%, that's definitely worth looking at.
Yeah.
You know, and that 5% loan was a really good loan.
At the time.
At the time. Well, if you can get it for 3.5 right now, you could knock your 30-year payment down to 15-year payment and probably pay the same, if not less,
mm-hmm.
on that.
Yeah.
So it's definitely worth looking at.
I mean, that's actually, you know, if you go from 5% to 4%, that's actually a 20% reduction
mm-hmm.
in the interest rate that you're paying.
That's big.
That's big, and especially over time, which kind of begs the question. We were going to save this for a little later, but let's get to it now since we're talking about this. That question of, with these amazingly low rates, should you pay off your mortgage? I know a lot of people like the emotional, psychological part of that where, you know, I'm free and clear of that. So how do these low interest rates impact that decision, Jamie?
Well, there are a couple of ways to think about it. You kind of have to run some numbers to take a look at it. But emotionally, a lot of people think that psychologically they're going to feel a lot better if they're not going to have that mortgage payment when it comes time to retire. And the opposite side of the coin has always been, well, why pay off your mortgage when, you know, you get that interest rate deduction? And so if you had a 5% loan, but you're getting to deduct the interest and you take that off your taxes, what is the interest rate actually costing you?
Mm-hmm.
And so the rationale has been, well, you can make more money investing it than you can by paying off your loan. And there you'll have more money available for income stream when it comes time to retire. But now with the big, large standard deduction and the fact that they've reduced the amount that you can actually deduct in interest payments, it's a whole new ball game there.
Mm-hmm.
So it might make some sense economically to go ahead and pay off that loan, because you're not getting to deduct the interest anymore.
Yeah. So those of you who work with accountants and CPAs, all that stuff, you might want to kind of go over those numbers, because it could really impact you one way or the other. It may seem like a slam dunk to go ahead and pay it off, but there may be other reasons, like Jamie just brought up, with the standard deduction being so high. Most people are probably not hitting that, so it may be even better idea to pay it off.
The other thing is, if you have a payment or interest rate 3.5-4%, and you're working, so you got an income stream coming in,
right?
Well, is it better not to pay it off, because can you invest and get more than 3.5-4%?
Mm-hmm.
Well, possibly. You know, there's And so why not pay for it out of earned income and keep your investment, the lump sum or whatever, instead of paying the house off?
Right.
Because once you pay the house off, it doesn't produce any income for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
There's no income coming out of that house. And the other thing is, just because you paid the house mortgage off doesn't mean the taxes are done.
Now, taxes and insurance, you're always going to have those.
Yeah.
Those aren't going away.
But a lot of people have that built into their monthly payment.
Since we're talking about mortgages, that is always a surprise for young people. They buy a home and say, well, your mortgage is going to be
$1,000.
$1,000. And then they take a look and say, well, they go to closing and hopefully they find out ahead of time.
Yeah, hopefully.
But it always is a surprise that taxes and insurance are almost as much as the mortgage is. And so if you have a $1,000 mortgage payment, you're probably going to have a $2,000 mortgage bill with the taxes and insurance added to it.
And the PMI, just all that stuff.
If there's PMI, add that to it.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting that you're going to have all those expenses, right, that now with these low rates on mortgages for new buyers, that could easily, those other fees and costs with taxes and stuff could outweigh your mortgage payment.
Your mortgage payment, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Wow.
That's always a shocker, I think.
Don't forget to calculate all that in, right?
The first time that you're buying a home and you're doing your mortgage and here in the state of Texas with property taxes, and then you add in the insurance and you say, well, wait a second, my mortgage is only supposed to be $800. What's this $1,500?
Yeah, that's right.
Where did this other $700 come
Where's that come from?
Yeah, so please be careful with that, of course. Always consider everything, right, especially on a big purchase.
Yeah, and then that mortgage interest deduction, isn't that capped at $10,000?
Yeah,
of interest. So if you buy a bigger end home,
right,
you're capped at $10,000.
Yeah,
off your taxes. That's why California and New York are screaming and
Well, that's why people are leaving.
Yeah,
I mean, they're like, hey, I want this nice house, but you know, that $10,000 limit, forget it.
Yeah, you don't get to write off your state income tax anymore either.
Yeah, somebody was talking to me about that recently. They had some younger friends in California who simply can't afford to live anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so expensive in California.
Well, unless you are unemployed and you're a street person, because I just read something where they, county governments and state government out there are purchasing $600,000 condos and letting street people move into them now.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Your taxes at work.
Scary. It's very scary. Woo. Thank goodness we're sitting here in Texas, right?
That's right.
That's all right. Let's go. We're getting ready to go to a break. Let's come back and talk a little bit more about tax stuff. We're talking about taxes right now. Somebody asked me again about this wash sale rule. What is that? You know, if you have an investment portfolio and it is not IRA money or your 401k, something like that, you need to be aware of this, all right? And especially those of you who like to trade around in and out of things. But even if you're only going to take some profits on something or whatever, you know, what happens if you want to buy the shares back within certain time frames and then you're maneuvering a little bit?
This is one of those items that if you don't know about it, it can come back and bite you.
And we talk about bite, okay?
Yes, IRS bite.
Yeah, so we don't want that. We're going to have you well informed so that hopefully doesn't happen to you. You got a question in between? No problem. We're taking a little break here. If you're shy, your voice will not be on the air if you call us at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
It's important to invest in your dreams, but don't forget to protect your investment with a Mueller Metal Building. Mueller Buildings provide a safe and secure place to store your boat, RV, or other recreational vehicles until it's time to play. And Mueller's bolt-together buildings are easy to assemble, giving you more time to do the things you enjoy most. Stop by our Bryan College Station facility at 1840 North Earl Rudder Freeway or call 855-958-1255 to speak with a skilled sales representative.
At Bush's Chicken, there is one goal each day: be the best. Come try their unique marinated chicken with a friendly in-store atmosphere where you'll feel comfortable bringing your whole family at mealtime. Bush's offers a variety of menu items for Southern fried chicken lovers, from chicken tenders to fried livers and gizzards to fried apple pies and their famous sweet tea, all at the best value. Stop at Bush's Chicken in Brenham on Highway 36 South, right in front of Walmart. Ask about their catering and call in your orders at 979-836-1804.
Hello, everyone. This is Susan from Faith Mission. I am here to share with all of you about Higgins South new furniture store. Oh, my goodness. Y'all need to come check it out. We're located at 2268 South Market. It's so exciting. We have some beautiful furniture and bargains galore. And it will be the most incredible shopping experience you've ever been through. So come see us. We have everything you need to make your home so beautiful.
Naylor Wood Floors, now in their new location at 3962 Highway 36 North inside Granny's Antiques, are the experts to call when you want to install or renew wood floors. Naylor Floors is now offering natural live edge wood, great for adding a beautiful rustic look to your kitchen countertops, bathrooms, or mantels. Stop in Naylor Floors today to see how this beautiful wood can enhance your next project. Naylor's Wood Floors, bonded and insured, and an award-winning member of the National Wood Flooring Association and Better Business Bureau.
For some of the best kolaches and barbecue in Texas, visit Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli in Chapel Hill. Barbecue plates include brisket, ribs, chicken, and sausage with lots of freshly made sides, homemade red, and delicious barbecue sauce. Be sure to order a dessert. You can choose from meringue and fruit pies, cinnamon rolls, cookies, and a variety of other pastries baked daily. Dine in, take out, or call in orders to go at 836-0910. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, 8900 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill.
Are your tires wearing out sooner than they should? Maybe you need a wheel alignment. For the best auto shop in Brenham, go to BK Auto Repair on Highway 105 in Brenham. They're up on the latest innovations, like the Hunter Hawkeye Elite machine that links your vehicle's onboard computer system for precision alignment. Plus, BK Auto Repair offers all types of maintenance, major and minor repairs, and major brand tires. BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on Highway 105 in Brenham, with over 39 years of experience and the newest technology in Brenham.
Hey, you shot my cow!
This Monday night, it's the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. It's our annual Deer Hunter Special. This Monday night, I'll be joined by Craig Montana. Joining us in studio will be Texas wildlife biologist Stephanie Dameron and game warden Kyle Yoder. We'll talk about the upcoming deer season and take your questions. Monday night on the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. 5:30 on AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7 and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Honey, hey, it'll all come out in the wash, right? Not exactly.
No.
We don't want too much to come out, right? Like a goof up on something taxable, things like brokerage accounts can have. If you sell something in that account and you buy it back, etc., it's called the wash sale rule, and Doug Neal is going to explain that.
Okay, give you a scenario. I just had this conversation yesterday with a good listener of ours. His name is Rick.
Okay. That good listener. Yeah. Okay, Rick.
We sold some income, a stock that has paid a good dividend, but it was up like 30% or 40%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's kind of hard to walk away from 30% or 40% profit.
Yeah.
So we sold that. but he wants the income to help because he uses the income to pay his taxes each year. So in theory, we could sell that stock, capture the capital gain, and then buy it back and for the dividend. Except you can't do it for 30 days. Otherwise, you get penalized and taxed. The capital gain, the capital loss or gain will be disallowed.
Ooh.
So you'd have to pay ordinary income on that capital gain profit we just took. So that's a wash. That's a scenario where you may run into something like this inadvertently. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. The language and grammar pros
yes.
here.
Yes. Inadvertently run into that. And the IRS does that on purpose, just exactly so you don't do this. So you capture the capital gain mm-hmm. on it, which is a lower tax bracket than ordinary income. And it doesn't have to be the same security. It could be something, an option to buy the same security, or it could be like an ETF that owns the same security. So you got to be careful on that one. If you sell something, you can't turn around and buy it again, at least for 30 days.
So day 31.
Day 31, you could buy it.
Hopefully it hasn't shot up in price again all over the place. But yeah, just please be careful with that, because I know some people over the years that have messed up on that.
Yeah, that's an common income tax error. Mm-hmm. People do that. And for that reason, hey.
But it's easy to do that. I mean, if you have a particular investment that you're interested in, and you've had it, and like you said, Doug, it's up and you want to sell it, but
then you
may take your profit, and then it drops back down to a price that you're comfortable with. And if it's 2 weeks later, you say, well, that's been a good investment for me. I think I'll buy it again.
Yeah, buy it again. Take the dividend.
Well, that, really don't want to do that.
The IRS just came and bit you.
Yeah, so no extra bites and nibbles, right?
Yep.
On your money. That's really important.
Another one that can help people out, a common income tax error, is we're getting down to the end of the year. A lot of people like to gift things to the church, to school, to colleges, whatever. And cash is very common, which, of course, and the institutions really like that.
Of course.
But why not gift appreciated stock? Because when you gift that, you bought some stock or had it. I know a lot of people, we have a lot of people that own Exxon or Coca-Cola or whatever, mm-hmm. and they've had it for, 20 years.
Maybe had it in a stock purchase plan or something.
And maybe their basis is 10 bucks on it and it's selling for 60 bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you sell the stock, you get to pay the tax and then turn around and gift the cash to your church or college. You gave less money, whereas if you just give the stock, you get the full purchase or full market value of the security as a gift, as a tax deduction.
Okay, so that means if you want to support these folks and you want to get a break on your taxes,
mm-hmm.
You'll get the full value, right?
Of the security,
the gains that you've got to offset your tax liabilities.
Yeah,
now you get the deduction for it. In your example, mm-hmm. Doug, if you had owned the stock and you bought it at $10 and you then sell it for $60, well, you got a $50 capital gain,
mm-hmm.
which you owe tax on. And you can donate the cash then, but you're paying
15%.
Yeah, I mean, you're paying tax on the money that you're donating, mm-hmm. as opposed to donating the stock and getting the deduction, the full $60 deduction, by donating the stock directly to the institution.
Yeah, and no tax.
No tax.
Yeah.
The
institution doesn't pay tax either then, if it's
501c3. Yeah, I was going to say it's a 501, right?
Mm-hmm. It can't be the Craig Montana Foundation.
No, Craig,
although he will take it.
He'll take the money anyway.
Yeah.
Okay?
Conversely, it's the same thing. What good is it to gift a stock or security if you have a loss on it? Because you don't get to claim the loss when you gift it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you don't claim the gain when you gift it. So don't gift a security. You're better off selling that one.
And taking the loss.
Taking the loss and then gifting the cash.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a common error You think, oh, I'll give them that stock. Well, I'm down in the stock. Well, you're better off selling it than that. Another common income tax error is buying a mutual fund right before it pays a dividend.
Ah.
What you just bought is a tax bite.
Yeah.
You buy a mutual fund, and then a week later they pay a dividend. You get some of your principal back, and you get to pay tax on that dividend then. It's counted as taxable income to you, even though you just bought it.
Yeah, and a lot of them pay right at the end of the year.
Yes.
You know, or toward the end of the year. Most of them are in, like, December sometime, mm-hmm. if they're going to throw off those gains into your portfolio. So please be aware of that before you purchase something that you think looks like a good idea.
Yeah, you just got to be aware of that one so it doesn't come back and bite you, that you're buying it. A tax burden is what you're buying there.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is to failure to accurately compute your basis of your mutual fund shares. We run into this a lot for people that own it a long time. And these are not in an IRA or 401k or 403b.
Yeah, these are in a brokerage account type of thing.
Everything comes out of those ordinary income, so it doesn't matter on that one. Mm-hmm. But this is just outside of that, is when the dividends and capital gains that the mutual fund pays, if you reinvest them, you've already paid tax on that. So if you put in a $5,000 and you had that fund for 10 years and you had $2,000 or $3,000 worth of dividends and capital gains, your tax basis isn't $5,000. It's the $5,000 plus the dividends and capital gains, maybe $7,000 or $8,000, that you don't have to pay tax on when you sell it. But you got to be able to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to keep the records for that one. But that could save you some money there, too.
I mean, that's a good question to ask whoever's. I mean, if you're doing the taxes yourself, you need to be aware of it.
Yeah.
But if you have somebody who prepares your tax returns, you want to make sure that they're taking advantage of that.
Yeah. Another one is that people forget that they can carry forward any capital losses from previous years. I don't know the exact number. I think it was a $3,000 loss. And if you have a $5,000 loss for whatever reason, you can only claim $3,000 of that. So the $2,000 you can carry forward to the next tax year, mm-hmm. and deduct that. A lot of people forget about that.
Sure.
So these are just some common tax errors you need to be aware of. Also, we harp on this one all the time, is put money away in your 401k or 403b. Put it away.
And now you can usually, at this point in time, talk to your human resources department or whoever is doing mm-hmm. Your payroll and say, you know, I want to bump up the amount that I'm putting in. I want to add another percent or 2% or another $200 per paycheck, whatever, however you want to calculate that. But you can usually get that put through payroll before you get through the end of October, and certainly that maybe sometimes you can do it up to maybe the first 10 days or so of November if you're talking to mm-hmm. whoever's doing the books for that, for the 401k or the 403b plan, right? So just know that if you want to bump this total, you need to let them know here over the next week or two.
Yeah, that was one of the mistakes that came up when we were talking about whether you should pay off your mortgage. And what I see some people do is that, you know, they'll make double mortgage payments. But to do that, what they stop doing is putting money into their 401k plan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have a match, which most companies have a match, you're throwing money away. It makes no sense whatsoever to pay your mortgage off early if you're going to stop contributing to the 401k plan to the extent of the match that you're getting.
Yeah, so if you're getting a 3%, 4%, 5% match, hey, you just threw that money out the window.
That's right. That's
from your employer.
That's what your mortgage interest is. You know, you can earn more money in your 401k.
Exactly.
Yeah, so think about that carefully before you end up doing something like that.
I mean, that would be a mistake.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that would be an income tax mistake. Another thing a lot of people don't realize, that you can deduct your investment advisory fees.
Yes.
The fees that you pay us, the financial planners, whatever, you can deduct. That's a business deduction. or I take that's that a, back, not a business
that's
deduction.
That's an investment deduction.
That's an investment deduction, yes. Mm-hmm. So those are some income tax common errors. Just none of them are major, unless you're dealing with large dollars, but most people don't deal with that big of dollars, mm-hmm. But they add up. You know.
Yeah, and one related to what you talked about donating stock is the fact that if you're getting required minimum distributions.
Oh,
if,
yeah.
The required minimum distributions, if those go directly from the institution where you have your money directly to the charitable institution, that does not show up as taxable income to you.
Yeah.
As opposed to taking your RMD, putting it in your checking account, and then making the donation.
Yeah, just go direct.
Go direct.
Go direct from your account to the institution that you're wanting to gift to. Get that going the right direction for you, because otherwise you're screwing up there.
That's right.
And it's easy. It's a one-page form. We just did one for a lady who lives in Georgetown. She sent four different places, and then she kept part of it herself, which is fine. But she had to take out X amount of dollars. And so we had four forms, and the name of the place and the address, and that was it.
Yep.
And then she signed it, and then the check goes directly to them.
Right.
Not on her taxes.
That's right.
Yeah. Ooh. This is really and truly news you can use right here on the Money Makeover Show. And again, if we've talked about something that you're interested in, or if you have other questions that you have, glad to see you at our office for the free review. It's extremely important that you get a handle on things, because we want you to be successful. That's our whole idea here. You know, do the right things, know how they work, so that you can take advantage of every opportunity out there for you and the people you care for. Again, here is our office phone number. Come in, get that free review done between now and the end of the year, certainly. And certainly over the next 2 or 3 weeks, it's very important, because you got a lot of these things you might be doing, right, that we've been talking about.
And then Christmas is coming, Thanksgiving's coming, and life is going to get real fast here.
Yeah. So while you got control over some of your schedule, give us a call and set up that time to come in and make sure you got your ducks in a row. Here's our number to do that, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All right, we're going to take a little break here. If you want to call us while we're on the radio show, you can do that and talk to us one-on-one in private. If you call us at another number, this is our radio number now, but no one else will hear you if you call 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
If your hearing has slowly declined over the years and you're having trouble following conversations, visit Aaron Gonzalez at Paget Hearing Aid Center. Aaron is a hearing expert, and you can trust him to help you navigate through the new hearing technology to find the perfect hearing aid for you, the one that delivers pristine sound and clarity to help you hear comfortably. Call 830-0865 today or stop by at 103 West Alamo. Paget Hearing Aid Center, a new owner with the same quality of service. Se habla español.
Do you need a tune-up? Need to check engine light on? Take your car to Meyer's Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Meyer's Garage. At Meyer's Garage, they take quality and customer service seriously. They're fast, they're honest, and they maintain the highest standards in the automotive industry. Every time you go, you'll know up front what to expect. So give Tommy or David a call at 836-6741 or stop by Meyer's Garage in downtown Brenham.
Looking for a reputable pharmacy? Medical Arts in Brenham is a full-service pharmacy with a reputation of quality products and prompt personal service. Taking care of people is Medical Arts' priority. Whether you're standing at the counter or calling on the phone, you'll always get prompt service. Medical Arts at 207 East Academy Street offers prescription services, home delivery, diabetic supplies, and much more. So for fast, reliable service, go to Medical Arts, your hometown pharmacy. Visit their website, medicalartsdrugco.com, or call 979-836-3687.
Oh! Oh!
Hey, kids, how would you like to win a brand new bicycle? That's the grand prize for KWHI's annual Halloween party sponsored by Brenham Tire and Auto. KWHI's bright orange and green Halloween cards are being handed out at Brenham and Burton schools. Make sure you get one. Fill it out and return it in mail or by person to KWHI by October 31st. Then on Halloween night, be home from trick-or-treating by 7 o'clock so you can listen to the Halloween party on KWHI AM 1280 or FM 101.7. You could win a Pictionary Air Game from LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, a gift card to Westwood Cinema 6, or an Allie's Flying Baby Owl interactive toy from Bilski Waterwell Service. You'll also find terrific coupons on the Halloween card, like a free Whataburger with purchase of medium fries and a drink. Other sponsors include the Barnhill House Toys and Books, Brenham Ace Hardware, and Mariachi's Mexican Restaurant. So make sure to get your card at school for KWHI's Halloween party.
It's Brenham Cub football on KWHI. The district season is winding down, and these games are crucial. This Friday night, the Brenham Cubs play host to Leander Glenn. Kickoff at Cubs Stadium is set for 7 o'clock. 6:30 pregame on your voice for Brenham Cub football. AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
Being in the Army National Guard is about more than serving your country. It's about being there for your community when your neighbors need you most. The Army National Guard makes college affordable, and serving part-time can help you graduate debt-free. Do you want to stay close to friends and family? The Guard allows you to serve close to home. Serving part-time in the Army National Guard lets you have the life you want. Learn more by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Hi, welcome back. Got a few minutes left of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Again, we got two offices, one for Central Texas in Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse, and another one in the fine city of Houston, just between San Felipe and Westheimer on a virtually pretty traffic-free, wonderful street called St. James Place. And we'll be glad to sit down with you and go over things so that we make sure that you are getting the very most as far as you and your people that you care about and financial planning. So here's our number to set that up. Give us a call and we will put you in the calendar with us. 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. We've got a few minutes left here in the program. We've had a cost of living adjustment that we've all found out about now this month, and it's going to go into effect in January. And Jamie Keyes has a few comments on that particular thing, the COLA, cost of living adjustment.
Yeah, the cost of living adjustment. The Social Security Administration announced the 2020 cost of living increase for retirees. So if you're receiving Social Security payments, you're going to have an increase of 1.6%. That's the lowest since 2017, when it was 0.3%. Last year was 2.8%. Now, what does that mean for you? Well, if you're a retiree getting Social Security, that means a great deal. The average Social Security benefit will rise by $24.
A month? Woo.
$24 a month to $1,000, the average to $1,503 per month. That's the average. Yours could be higher or lower.
Yeah, buy some gas, buy some groceries. $20 is $20.
But the Medicare Part B premium will rise an average of $8.80.
Give it and take it away.
Yeah, that's right. And so your average spendable income on Social Security average will go up about $15.
Mm-hmm. When you take out the Medicare.
Once you take out the Medicare premium, mm-hmm, because that's deducted automatically from your Social Security check. Now, how do they come up with the number? The cost of living adjustment is based on the consumer price index. But the consumer price index that they use, the designation for it is the CPIW. And so that's the working
consumer price index
for working individuals. Most of you probably do not know that there's a consumer price index called the CPIE, which is a super consumer price index for the elderly. You would think that Social Security increases would be based on that one.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
It's government, so it doesn't make sense.
Because the CPIE includes such factors as medical care, medical services, commodities, and health insurance.
Which are very important
people who are seniors. As you get older, you have...
And fixed income.
Fixed income. Those increases go up disproportionately.
Why?
And so the cost of living adjustment that you receive from Social Security Administration really is not reflective of the cost of living increase for seniors as a whole. And so you simply need to be aware of that because when it comes to planning your retirement, one of the things that you have to do is take into account inflation. And this is supposed to reflect that. And you know all those Monte Carlo simulations that you run? One of the factors that you always put in there is cost of living increases.
Mm-hmm.
And which CPI are you going to use?
Yeah. And use the real one, not the government one.
I have a friend who talks about, you know, we don't work with them. And he always talks about, we went to the planner yesterday and they told us they ran the Monte Carlo and it says we're good still.
Okay.
Well, you know, what numbers are you using?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not using the right numbers when you stick those into the Monte Carlo simulation, it's worthless.
Garbage in and garbage out.
Garbage in, garbage out. But when it comes to planning, you need to think about that, the fact that as a senior, there are certain expenses which are not reflected in the CPI that you hear about all the time and that the Social Security Administration uses to determine your increase in your Social Security payment. You should be using that CPIE, which is available.
Okay. CPIE, all of these other alphabetical things, we know them all. Again, free review, very important. It can mean a lot to you. Call us at the office. Set that up at 979-836-2903.
Thanks for joining us today. We'll be back here on Wednesday. Join us right after the country store.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in the show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.